They said nothing to anyone. The oldest manuscripts of Mark's Gospel end at verse 8. It's an odd and disconcerting ending. Jesus died, and with him died all hope of a world made new. But then a new day dawned, and a young man, whom we suspect to be an angel, announced to the women that Jesus had risen from the dead, and that for the first time in Mark's Gospel they should go tell. Until this point in the Gospel, over and over again, people were told not to tell who Jesus was. But now this had changed. The women were to go and announce to the disciples that what Jesus said had come true. But overcome with terror, they fled and didn't tell anyone anything. The ending's so odd that over history, two alternative endings were supplied. A shorter and a longer ending to make up for what was missing. The problem is that they're clearly not by Mark. All we have is this odd, truncated ending. And as we are left in the uncomfortable silence that follows verse 8, all we can do is take what we now know about this Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, who died and rose again, and live in the light of it, living in the way that we might wish the women and other disciples had lived, going and telling the good news of Jesus. As we do, it might just dawn on us that this was Mark's point all along, and that we wouldn't know that the women said nothing to anyone if they hadn't told someone eventually.